I fucking love when these questions come through on the podcast. So I received a message from our website, www.helixsp.com, and then on the podcast tab, you can submit a question on there. Hey, Tim. It's from Sally, by the way. Hey, Tim. I'm tossing up between yoga, Pilates, and S&C to improve my physique, aka fat loss and lean muscle gain. What are your thoughts? And you're about to open up a can of worms here, Sally. So if your goal is to change your physique, what would your best option be? So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to analyze the types of people that do yoga and Pilates, analysis of their caloric expenditure, which is obviously helps with fat loss, analysis of the stimulus to create lean muscle on yoga and Pilates versus S&C, talk about training environment, and then I'm going to give you the pro test. So an analysis of the type of people that do yoga and Pilates. Ask yourself, what types of body shapes generally do you see coming out or going into a yoga and Pilates studio? I asked you the question. I'm not going to answer that one. Do these people actually get noticeable changes in their physique? And do they get results? Okay. And I'm not talking about the outliers here. Obviously, in any type of physical training endeavor, you can talk about the outliers. Yeah, my friend did yoga and Pilates and she lost 5 kilos. Or my friend did Pilates and she said it was a really hard session and she's really in shape. Was she in shape before she did yoga and Pilates? Or was there something else that basically got her that 5 kilo fat loss? So I want to talk about in general and generalize here. So start to think of the types of people and the body shapes that do yoga and Pilates versus the types of people and body shapes that do strength and conditioning. And do you know of people that do strength and conditioning and got physical results? There should be most of your answer just there. Next up, we're going to talk about the analysis of caloric expenditure. So yoga and Pilates, this is also depending on how much you weigh, gender, these types of things. But generally, yoga and Pilates, so we'll go yoga first, 200 to 500 calories, Pilates 300 to 450, and strength and conditioning 500 to 1,000. So if you do strength and conditioning, you'll probably, well, you will be burning double the amount of calories. So if you've got 60 minutes conditioning, strength and conditioning, 60 minutes yoga and Pilates, you're going to be burning double. So where's best to spend your time if caloric expenditure is your goal? Caloric expenditure, or the difference between how much you eat and how much you burn, is generally going to be the thing that dictates the most amount of fat loss. So it would make sense to do the thing that is going to burn the most calories. Am I right? Yeah, you're probably thinking, no, this is pretty one-sided. Yes, I do own a strength and conditioning gym. So let's talk about the analysis of stimulus of yoga and Pilates. So question for you, does stretching increase lean muscle mass? No. Does stretching help promote fat loss? No. For argument's sake, let's say Pilates is strength training, which it isn't. You could say that it provides some stimulus to produce lean muscle mass. You could say, and that's a fucking stretch. I would love to see some research articles on this. So, you know, the main points you need to get from the science of building lean muscle mass is you need to be doing 10 to 20 sets of direct work on a muscle group per week. Another question, do you think you're getting 10 to 20 sets of adequate strength training in yoga and Pilates? Obviously not. So therefore, its ability to provide enough of a stimulus to get results from a lean muscle mass point of view is highly doubtful. And then you're going to get some people that be like, I don't want to build muscle. Like, I fucking get it. Like, I get that too. But muscle is so important in overall health and longevity. Even like not getting jacked, not being a bodybuilder, not being massive, but for your overall health and strength, it is super important. Let's talk training environment here. Generally, the better results come from doing more of the thing, whether that is Pilates, yoga, or S&C. If you want to be really good at Pilates, do it 5 days a week. If you want to be really good at yoga, do it 5 days a week. If you want to be really good at S&C, do it 5 days a week. But if you're doing 5 days a week of all five of those things, you're going to be burning more calories doing S&C, and you're going to be building better lean muscle mass doing S&C. So ask yourself, the environment of yoga and Pilates, is that conducive of you getting results in terms of lean muscle mass and fat loss? Obviously, probably not. I haven't been to many pumping Pilates classes and yoga classes, not that I've been to many anyway. Are the people you're training with inspiring? Do they make you want to train more, or is it a bunch of grannies doing the downward dog? Finally, we have the bro test. Are the people generally in the studio in shape? This is the best indicator of results on a particular facility, gym, Pilates studio, yoga, whatever. Don't look for the outliers. Look for the average people, the average sum of the people in the gym. Are they in shape? Yes or no? And be really harsh with this, and that's the kind of indication of the results you will get at that facility.